Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. I'm so grateful you're here today. If you're new to these, we spend about 4 or 5 minutes every single weekday trying to offer some bite-sized truth that is for encouragement and practical next steps. And so we hope you'll find this helpful. And if you've been around here a while, welcome back. We're so grateful. We really believe that what we do daily builds up over time and has a compounding effect. So thanks for journeying with us. Today on the podcast, I was reflecting back to a conversation about 2 weeks ago I had with a group of college students. They were asking the question, how do we know what God's will is? How do we know what God has destined us to do? And when I looked at that group, they're really sharp. Many of them had their next year or two already mapped out, and they were questioning, do I need to scrap it? Do I need to go a totally different direction? Well, one thing I know is that the question of God's will isn't limited to college students. Men and women of all ages ask that question. And so there's a couple of things I want to say about that today. One, if you want to know what God's plan is for your life, start by looking at where you're gifted. God has uniquely gifted every single one of us, and chances are there's something that you do that comes naturally to you, something that you do that is stress-free, that when other people see it, they're like, man, how do you do that? But a second thing to identify God's plan is to ask the question, what breaks your heart? What causes something to stir inside of you? Leadership author John Maxwell wrote years and years ago about a psychology class he had in college. And that professor basically said, what makes you sing? What makes you cry? In other words, what are those things that stir your heart? Whatever that is, that's a pointer towards God's plan. In the Old Testament, we read about Esther. And Esther's servants told her about her uncle Mordecai, who was publicly mourning because of Haman's plot and the king's decree to kill all the Jews. When she heard about it, she was moved deeply. She was disturbed by it. It broke her heart. She probably had this thought, if I don't do anything about it, a lot of people are going to die. Let me ask you a question. Have you looked at something before and it broke your heart? Have you looked at something before that it stressed you out and you thought somebody ought to do something about that? Well, that's an indication. Here at Sugar Hill Church, we're certainly not a perfect church, but we believe we're the perfect place for folks that aren't. And what we want to do is not necessarily be the biggest church in our community, but we do want to have a big, big heart. In other words, we want to not just know the needs of the people around us, but to see those needs and to do something about it. In fact, one of our partners is the PATH Project in Peachtree Village. It costs about $72,000 a year to serve those hundreds of families really well, ultimately to drive down the dropout rate in high school and to forever change the direction of a young man, young woman's life as we believe in them, we love them, and we help point them to Jesus. Well, I think everybody has some calling like that. Isaiah 58, verses 6 through 11, gives some promises to people that join God in the work of serving other people. Let me rattle a few of them off. God promises that his favor will shine on you, that your wounds will be healed, that he will be with you, that he will save you, he'll protect you, he'll answer your prayers, he'll turn darkness to light, he will guide you, he will satisfy you with good things, and he will keep you strong and well. These promises are built on the foundation of God's people serving people in need all around us. And so today, I don't know what you're wrestling with, but maybe you've had that question, am I doing what God wants me to do? And I would say pay attention to your gifting and then pay attention to the thing that breaks your heart. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for being here today. If we can join you in praying for anything, drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.